Brian, I am still on cloud nine. I just arrived back last night at midnight. I'm getting up here now, getting ready to go to work, but I'm still absolutely buzzing with adrenaline after the last race. Because you didn't mention there that we actually won. We came in first place from Ben Helder in the London, and a really, really tough fought, a close battle. And we ended up, as you say, second overall in the round of World Yard Race. So, it's been absolutely awesome.
You've had that final sprint. What was that like, being on the yacht when you were in the lead in that leg and you were so close to actually claiming the overall title, and after 11 months at sea?
Yeah, the tension was absolutely... You could cut it with a knife, Brian, and the team just were giving it everything that they got. Now, there was a couple of decisions and a couple of lucky breaks that Elmax got that sort of put them in the lead, but... You know what? Overall, I think they deserved one, but to come second in an 11-month round of World Yard Race is an absolutely phenomenal achievement. And to see the Derry London Derry boat and the banner being flown sailing on under Tower Bridge yesterday in London, it makes you so proud to be from the city. You know, it really put Derry on the map again. You know,
how does it rank in terms of everything that you've achieved in your life?
Bar the birth of my two kids and my wedding, my better one as well. It's probably one of the highlights of my life. And the fact that Anna, that clip that you played there now of me arriving in Derry after 15 days at sea coming from New York, and the fact that I was able to hold the flare as we came down the River Foyle back in my own community, you know, that's something very, very special that not a lot of people get the experience, you know, so... It's been a real privilege for me to be part of the whole thing.
And then you had another moment, of course, when you came up the Thames, and there were thousands and thousands of spectators along the banks of the Thames as well.
Yeah, and there's thousands of them. And you know what? There was a big percentage of them cheering for the Derry boat, because as the boat travels around the world, it sort of became synonymous with good fun, good crack, and a bit of atmosphere. You know, all our boats were just didn't have that X factor that the Derry crew had, and everywhere they went, they were sort of welcomed with open arms. People ask how did the boat end up second? You know, how did they do so well in a race? And the only thing I can say is it's that Derry thing. It's that Derryness on the boat. You know, there's a real great sort of gel between the crew, and there's a good percentage of them are from Ireland. We had three Derry crew on the last leg. You know. From the city itself, and that sense of pride and the work ethic that people put on because it was the Derry boat, it's been a real credit to the city, you know.
Danny, you're back home now. Was it weird waking up this morning and not being surrounded by 12 other people in bunks?
It definitely was, but it was a pleasure to have your own bed, to be back in my own bed. That was definitely a challenge. And on the last race, Anna, we worked so hard just to keep our neck in front. We only won the race by 29 seconds. We came in the south end and visit Seattle. An oil clipper were right beside us. We literally just had a nose in front, you know. And we were working so hard. Throughout that 48-hour period, I had 2 hours sleep. And what we were doing is, because of weight distribution on the boat, everybody was trying to sleep on the high side. So we had like 24 people trying to sleep in 6 bunks. There were people lying on the floor and sleeping on sails. And that's if they did sleep, you know. So it was really, really uncomfortable. But you know what? It was worth it. They come up in first place on the London.